the chief baseball officer for the Arizona Diamondbacks, maybe the greatest manager in the history of Major League Baseball, joins us now, Mr. Tony La Russa, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, Tony. How are you?
Doing great.
We're just talking about.
Nice to be here.
Thanks for doing this. We're just talking to Dan Marino about the kind of money he'd make in today's NFL as a quarterback that can just flat out throw the ball. Does it amaze you some of the salaries in Major League Baseball and what's being paid today and what was paid to guys like you back in the day?
Well, guys like me couldn't play, so I never had that. It wouldn't matter then or now. But for the guys that could play like Dan in baseball, what's more impressive to hear, amazing or staggering? Because I'm staggered a lot of times by the deals that are being made. And you know, it's just the amount of money and the number of years that are secured.
Yeah.
I think that there's, if you're a player, it's a great time. If you're a fan, sometimes I don't think it works all that good for the good of the sport.
Yeah, it's wild because I was reading something not long ago that talked about how much money just flat out money back in the 70s, George Steinbrenner put up to buy the Yankees, and it was in the neighborhood of $144,000. Obviously, the rest of it was leveraged. But then you know, then I remember that Ryan Sandberg article, or was it Mark Grace? I can't remember, one of the two guys for the Cubs. He got the first $5 million contract, and then A-Rod at $25 million. And then you're hearing stories like Bryce Harper, who may get $500 million. It just kind of, like, for guys that have been, and you've been around much longer than me, obviously, and obviously been involved in the sport. I haven't. But, you know, you think about it, and you think, how can teams survive like that?
Well, I think it's there may be an end of the rainbow in the sense that we've had a pretty long history now, what, almost 20 years or more of contracts that have gotten more expensive, and now they're being pushed into more years. And I think that the end result has not been very positive for the game, for the fans, and even some players. You know, they stagger under the expectations. They're not really happy when they're not playing to it. They have to get booed, even though – you know, they collect checks twice a month. But I think there's a chance that you're going to see a little more common sense. Not a lot now, but a little more common sense where maybe you go 3, 4, 5 years, but you don't go beyond that. And you just realize that, I mean, whether it's Harper, not to pick him out or anything, but at some point, you know, it is a team game, and you have 24 of the guys that you have to, plus a lot more guys in the organization. So I think there may be a little downward trend.
Tony, with the slide rule now and the instant replay, do you like where the game's going?
I'm with the Diamondbacks now, but before that, after retiring at 11, was working in MLB for a couple of years, and I know exactly where they were talking about. You just cannot ignore the technology. You know, if you pretend that you're not going to do a replay and you just want to go the old-fashioned way where the umpires and you live or die with their judgment, it just wasn't flying. I mean, everybody at the ballpark were watching TV replays, and so I really think the replay was a smart move. I think it's curtailed to where, you know, you don't get in the way of the game except for the dramatic miss, and they've got it now. You know, the average time is under 2 minutes, so I like that. I also have to look real carefully with the health of the player, and it isn't just lately, but you know, years ago, you know, Hal McCray did the rolling block and they outlawed it. You know, so I have no problem with protecting the catcher like we did recently, and what happens at second base. I think it's, you know, you play hard, you play smart, but you can go over the line, and we ought to legislate that.
Chief baseball officer for the Arizona Diamondbacks and three-time World Series champion, four-time manager of the year, Tony La Russa joins us. He's at the Joe Carter Classic down at Eagles Nest Golf and Country Club. Listen, you've been at the game around a long time. You've managed since 78 up to 2011, obviously now in a more official and administrative and presidential role with the Diamondbacks. The best hitter you've ever coached, the best hitter you've ever coached, or the best hitter you've ever seen in the game?
Well, I mean, that's really a difficult one because, and I hate not answering questions, probably not what you, but, you know, back in Chicago, you know, we had Harold Baines, who, if he had decent knees, would have had over 3,000 hits. You know, you had Greg Luzinski, you had Carlton Fisk. Then you go to Oakland, you have all of those bevy of guys. You had Ricky, you had Jose, you had Mark, and Carney Lance. But I will say, with everything put together, maybe it's the most recent. When I was in St. Louis with Albert Pujols, after a couple of years, and we were together 11 years. I ended up saying his initial is Albert P. Pujols, and P stood for perfect. And I meant that on and off the field. But as a hitter, I believe, and you know, the record book said it, he was the first guy in the first 10 years of his career hit over 300, over 30 home runs, over 100 RBIs. He is just a he had a way to adapt, and you know, there was no way, one way to pitch him. There's some great ones around, believe me. I'm not saying I was more great, but he's in that conversation.
If you see Robbie Alomar today, will you have words with him over 92?
You know, we were talking, you know, is there a, you know, of course, Joe Carter is with us in the Diamondbacks now, and now they're in Toronto. You know, been around a lot of guys. I was with Kelly Gruber yesterday, and
that must have been an eye opener, huh?
No, yeah, but we had great. I'm talking about great competitions. The A's and the Toronto Blue Jays were both so talented and hard nosed, man. I mean, it really got kind of sparky at times. But the point of this is, people look at Dennis Eckersley and the Gibson home run, and that hurt. But he will tell you the one that still haunts him today was Robbie's home run in Game 4 in 1992. And it was just, you know, Devon White's there. You know, we talked about it as well. It's just that home run hurt the most. For me, you know, getting the Gibson hit home run in the World Series was haunts more. But not to act, man. He was forever to this day. If he sees Robbie, he walks in the other direction.
Really? That's awesome.
And they're both Hall of Famers.
Yeah, well, that's an awkward Hall of Fame dinner then, isn't it? Especially if they're seated next to each other. Hey, listen, Tony, thanks for doing this. Really appreciate it. Go golf. Enjoy your day, and thanks for taking time out. Enjoy the Joe Carter Classic today.
All right. Anytime, fellas. Thank you.